Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We had Jonas Sarah scheduled for last week. He is a senior editor with the Free Press. He wrote about data centers and kind of said, he positioned it this way, a peace plan for the data center wars. A lot of that going on around here. But he had to cancel, I think it was a dentist-related issue, but he's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We got a Monday edition of Sue's News coming up. I have a few things that happened over the weekend outside, Sue, of the Odyssey that I will share as good. Well as we're here into this week of the election. We've got the big primary tomorrow, and I'll be hosting the coverage tomorrow night with former State Senator John Lamping, who's also going to give us a preview a little bit later this afternoon, right after 5. Leland Vittert back with us, News Nation host. His show On Balance with Leland Vittert airs weeknights at 8 p.m. Central Time. Leland, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
Great to be with you.
I saw, I don't know how much you were paying attention because I was getting ready for the show. So I saw President Trump a little earlier on the topic of Iran. He said nothing gets through to Iran unless we wanted to, and nothing will get through unless a deal or total surrender is accomplished. Now, we've been hearing that now for weeks. We keep hearing him say they're not going to get a nuclear weapon. I think we're all pretty clear on that particular point. But are we still in a war with Iran, and what's going on? People don't even seem to be talking about it anymore.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, which is people don't seem to be talking it anymore, but people are feeling it and people are angry about it. And the other thing President Trump said is this was their last warning, right? Because he had called off attacks over the weekend that were designed to be much more significant than anything we had seen, probably getting the Israelis involved again, and then he called everything off. And he said this is their final warning. And even as you watch the Oval Office press conference, the press pool that had been allowed in, the question didn't come from NBC or ABC or one of the traditional media outlets. It came from a very favorable Trump organization, you know, Trump favorable news organization, said, why should anybody believe you this time? And I think the biggest problem for President Trump when it comes to Iran right now is a credibility gap, because what he says doesn't seem to mean anything anymore.
I agree, and that's part of the problem. So last week, let me go to an issue that I think you wrote about and talked about. Hamas says that they're going to put their guns away and give up control of the Gaza Strip if Israel withdraws from the area. Well, the reality of the situation is, and you said Hamas agreeing to disarm is like Iran agreeing to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and hand over all their nuclear dust. It's just not going to happen, right?
Right. These things are wonderful if they were true, but they're not true, and they're not happening, and that is a continual problem for President Trump, that he seems to so badly want things to be true. He wants whatever the Iranians say or Hamas says to be true. That doesn't make it so. And this is the problem, right? Is that in the past for President Trump, he says, you know, we're going to take over Greenland. And then the European Union goes, okay, don't take over New Greenland, but NATO is going to agree that the U.S. can have bases there. Okay, fine. He moves on to something else. That's fine when everyone wants to move on. In the with the issue of Iran, everybody else has a veto, and therein lies the big problem, is that Iran has a veto over President Trump's approval rating right now, and that is a problem.
So you, what do you think is going to happen around the country? Look, we have a race here between Cori Bush and Wesley Bell. And, you know, I think Wesley is the favorite as the incumbent, but you cannot count out Cori as a DSA-endorsed candidate. You have the situation going on with El Sayed and Haley Stevens in Michigan. That's an interesting race to watch. But you've seen all these DSA candidates, Leland, kind of take off nationally in a Democrat primary. You can't rule Cori Bush out here tomorrow. So I think that in and of itself might be pretty interesting to watch, see what happens.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Unquestionably, also Abdul al-Sayed in Michigan. The story of democratic socialists, borderline communists, whatever you want to call them, taking over the Democratic Party is one that has happened, right? It's no, I watched Joe Manchin on Sunday. This is the former Democratic senator from West Virginia, trying to explain why the old guard Democrat still was relevant and existed. They don't. They are now homeless. In the same way, traditional, you'd probably call them rhino Republicans, kept warning about what would happen if Donald Trump took over the Republican Party. It's happened. That is now gone. My question is whether those two groups, sort of the non-MAGA Republicans and the non-socialist Democrats, are going to decide to team up and create some kind of third party in the center of America.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, we talked about that for a while. I do think that there is desire for something different from a lot of people. It's just, you know, manifesting that in a way that could really be, you know, realistic, I guess I would say. Leland Vittert is here on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, so Leland, we do this great segment. We started a few months ago. It's really kind of mind-blowing. George Rosenthal, who's a client of a company here called ThrottleNet, we do this thing on Tuesdays called Tech Talk Tuesday. And a lot of the topic, as you might be, you know, guessing, is about AI. So this is a headline from one of your war notes. Another 9/11 will happen, and you think it's going to be based on what happens with AI. I'm in the camp that is scared to death of this stuff. I really am. I've been kind of warning about it for years. And I'm very concerned about what happened. We know when AI went rogue a couple of weeks ago, things kind of got out of control. George comes on and talks about that. But this stuff with AI, do we have or are we having enough conversations about the implications of this?
Well, we're having a lot of conversations. The problem is they're the wrong conversations. I know you were talking about data centers coming up, which is what we're talking about tonight. Democrats have decided that AI and data centers are an open door for them for 2026 and 2028. Already, Tallarico in Texas, Sherrod Brown in Ohio are up with ads warning of data centers and how Democrats are, or Republicans are allowing data centers. Democrats are going to crack down on them. Never mind that building data centers creates an enormous amount of jobs. Opposing data centers is like opposing Walmart 30 years ago. You can do it, but it ain't not going to change anything.
Right.
That's a good analogy. This is the problem. It handcuffs America. Opposing data centers handcuffs America in its fight against China, which we are in a fight. And it does nothing to protect us from the actual dangers of AI. It is the worst of both worlds.
Well, and that's why I'm looking forward to talking with Joe here in a few minutes because, yeah, it's always, and we've had these, you know, fights erupt around here in St. Charles down, I think even in Festus in Jefferson County. But people, I don't even know if people don't know why they don't want them, but they don't want them. And it's a, you know, it's a NIMBY issue. So I don't know how this is going to get solved. I know you're talking about Tallarico in a big state like Texas, but we're still talking about like urban data centers here in St. Louis. It's confusing to a lot of people, but I think because of the negativity and the negative press, the instinct for everyone is to say, oh, we don't like data centers, right?
That is now the instinct, right? And the power costs have now been made not to be an issue because data centers use so much power, they have to create their own. They can't get it from the grid. The water thing is absurd because they use about the same amount of water, 4 or 5 swimming pools a year. Who cares? It's a NIMBY thing, but it's one of those, like, I don't like the man. Somebody's making money. People are losing their jobs. I think if you talk to people, why don't you like data centers? It's one of those everyone's against, but nobody can explain why.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's kind of my instinct, and that's why I wanted to have Joe on the show, and he's coming up here in a couple of minutes. What else is on your show tonight that you want to talk about? Anything?
We're talking about that. We're also talking with Bill O'Reilly tonight about a little bit what you were talking about the socialist issue. But are Republicans being too Pollyanna? President Trump out today saying, you know, the real poll numbers have me way up. Everybody's so happy. I'm wondering who he's polling other than a couple of folks that are working for him at the White House, because Republicans are unable now to say publicly, we've got real problems on affordability, on inflation, whatever you want to call it, and on the economy because of how angry people are for fear of upsetting Donald Trump. And that's going to be a real problem come the midterms, because Trump is unable to campaign right now in swing states. And even in Ohio, Sherrod Brown is up significantly.
I retweeted Matt Walsh earlier today. He said, grocery prices are insane. They're still rising. Addressing this problem should be the number one priority of every elected leader. End the stupid foreign wars and focus on this issue. It's one of the main reasons socialists are gaining power. So, and he even says, reading the comments here to see the number of conservatives angrily insisting that rising grocery prices aren't actually a problem is just stunning in a level of suicidal idiocy. Look, I'm still, you know, talking about the gas prices because we were told that the gas prices would be back by now. They're not. And the American people know this. So I think we're kind of stuck here, Leland, and I'm concerned about that. And I think you're right. I think the president's listening to the people closest to him. But the reality of the situation hopefully will not be too dark at the ballot box for Republicans, but we're about to find that out. Thanks a lot for joining us. As always, we'll watch the show tomorrow night. Thank you, Leland.
All right, good being with you.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.